Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Evan and Tiki, Sean's got a Cinco de Five-O, and we will explain how Abdul Carter was wrapped up in a porn scandal. We'll get to that coming up in a few minutes. We'll explain to you what happened and how he was actually not involved in any kind of porn scandal, but that was the story for a while. But before we go there, it's time for your daily Cinco de, what do we call this? Five-O.
Cinco de Five-O with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
Cinco de Five-O is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything everywhere. So go back on that Odyssey app, hit the rewind button. If you missed some of the best of what Joe Shane said, we covered it at 3 o'clock Eastern. So I'm here simply to play back for those of you guys just joining us what the five cringiest short things that Joe Shane said within answers was, okay?
Cringiest.
I would say each one of these five either made my jaw drop or at least I laughed. So just funny quips. Here we go. Reliving Joe Shane's press conference today. Here we go.
Here we go!
Number five.
Yeah, I understand the question. Yeah, I understand the question there too, Pat. And yeah, I understand the question. And yeah, I understand your question. Again, I think somebody asked the same thing earlier, but...
Wow. In case you wanted to know, a big theme today in Joe Shane's press conference was that he understands the question.
Yes. He's deferring.
Yes.
Seconds so he can think.
Yes. Okay.
Yes.
Here we go.
Number four.
All due respect to Jackson, he's been here for 9 months.
Boy. Talk about really getting back behind your franchise quarterback. When asked about...
It's not even like Jackson was saying,
"Yeah,
I'm going to pick the next coach." Someone asked a hypothetical if he would be involved.
Right.
And he's killing Jackson Dart.
Yes, and again, if you're
all
looking...
All due respect, Jackson. You only been here nine months.
If you're looking for further context, again, we played these whole answers. But the idea of just telling Jackson, with all due respect, you've only been here 9 months. Not like believing in that for leadership. All right, here we go.
Number three.
Jackson was the guy that was on our radar very early in the scouting process before, you know, Dave's was even aware of him because he was coaching. And
that one was unreal.
I didn't even pick up on that because
what?
Dable gets most of the credit for picking Jackson Dart. And here's Joe Shane saying, we were aware of him long before Dave.
Dave's had no idea. We were. Think about that. He was our guy. That's so basically what he said.
There was a two-minute answer about why Dave, perceived to be a Dave's guy. And that was just a little line that I think was overlooked. Tommy, just play that one more time.
Jackson was the guy that was on our radar very early in the scouting process before, you know, Dave's was even aware of him because he was coaching. And
what a jerk.
That's an unbelievable little throwaway line he put in there.
That's a zinger.
It was. I'm going to tell you, we knew about him before the guy you think
drifted. That's a subtle flex.
Yep. So that was important. All right.
Because I missed it, too.
Oh, I didn't pick up on that. We listened to a lot of this right around 3 o'clock if you want to rewind on the Odyssey app. I didn't even catch that thing.
Okay. Wow. Well, here we go.
Number two.
I'm like, nobody talks about Chris Manhertz, but.
Anytime you mention Chris Manhertz to defend your resume, it's like, really?
I'm like, nobody talks about Chris Manhertz, but.
There's how come nobody talks about Chris Manhertz?
Nobody talks about Chris Manhertz.
He's basically a third tackle.
Nobody talks about Chris Manhertz. Bro, can we get some talent in here? Mm. All right. And last but not least.
Number one.
The calls we've gotten, I think we're going to be able to fill the job.
That was Joe Shane's final answer to being asked, what if a coach wants to hire his own general manager? And he walked off the podium with that line.
The Giants are a cluster right now. And that press conference by Joe Shane, if I had to rate it from a 1 to 10 scale, was a 2.
Mm. Yeah, I agree. It's hard. It's hard. Maybe it was a 4.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't that bad.
A 4. I mean,
it wasn't great.
It was below a 5 out of 10, at the very least.
All right. Thank you for your Cinco, Sean. I want to walk through with everybody something that is so bizarre and hilarious at the same time. Yesterday, as we were on the air, it was about 3 o'clock. We were talking Jets. We were getting ready for the Giant game. Sean Morash sent me a tweet from a parody account. I want to make this clear. This is a well-known parody account on social media. But this was sent at about 3:30. I never brought it up on the air because, again, it was parody. It was funny. It was a little chuckle. But I didn't think it would turn into something huge, and it did. And as I read to you this parody tweet, you'll see why. Again, this is 3:30 yesterday, long before the Giants took the field and long before we knew Abdul Carter was going to miss a drive or two for disciplinary reasons. Mm-hmm. This is 3:23 yesterday. Are you ready?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Giants Abdul Carter will miss the first drive tonight for disciplinary reasons after getting caught watching porn in a team meeting when his headphones disconnected. Now, I read this at 3:30 and I laugh and I say, that's funny. It's a parody account.
Right.
When the game starts and he's not there and the Giants never told anybody why.
How did you know?
This parody account went viral.
Of course it went viral because nobody had any idea.
Correct.
Nobody. We didn't have any idea. This radio broadcast, the TV broadcast, Troy Aikman and what's the play-by-play guy?
Joe Buck.
Joe Buck. They didn't have an idea. They just showed him on the sidelines and they said, we have no idea why Abdul Carter is not playing. Therefore, when there is a void, anything fills it.
And that void was sent out hours before Carter was benched. So this parody account, which I have to admit, I don't think I actually follow Wesley Steinberg, but I'm aware of his work. And I find it funny. As long as you know it's a parody, you don't pass it off as real news, I think it can be funny. We can live in a parody world. But because at 8:30, people wanted answers, this Wesley Steinberg tweet accusing Abdul Carter of watching porn in a team meeting
and his headphones coming unplugged, therefore disclosing that he was watching porn in a team meeting.
That became the story. Now, you may say, how viral did this go, Evan? Abdul Carter on social media responded to the tweet.
Before the game.
Sean, it was after the game, correct?
I believe it was after the game, after the post.
Okay.
And because it's been deleted, it's been scrubbed. He was denying the accusation.
Yes, he was.
The fact that he has to deny it is just bad. That is just wrong. But this is my point. It's what I talked about at the beginning of the show 3 hours ago. You can rewind. Al, in 2025, this is your burden. It's a privilege and it's a pleasure to do what you do for a living in the NFL as a highly sought after, highly popular, televised football athlete. But there is also a burden that comes with being that guy. And it is hard to live down when things like this start to become, I don't know, the viral moments. Not what you did on the field, not the sack that you had, or close to it, because you didn't have any, but the stuff that's fake and around you, that's what you got to respond to?
That's why this
is a burden, man.
Yeah, no, I get you.
It's not easy.
It took a perfect storm for this thing to become, like, believable.
Yes.
Because he was the first to report that Abdul Carter was going to miss a drive or two.
Do you think that Brian Burns is getting the Edge Room for Christmas VR goggles?
We rub off on each other. That's all. I mean, it's...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to.
Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's unbelievable.
Oh, no, it's very believable.
I do want to make clear, though, it's not true.
Yes.
Right. I want to make it very
fake
clear.
Fake parody account.
It's a parody account, but there was a perfect storm that allowed it
right
to fill the information void since the Giants weren't telling us why Abdul Carter was not going to play. The other thing was Mike Kafka. After the game, did you notice that Mike Kafka kept saying the same freaking thing over and over again?
Yeah, I did.
Over and over again. To it. When Why? Mike Kafka was asked about, you know, the decision to not play Abdul Carter, he wanted it to be made known that it was his decision. Would you like to hear a collection of Mike Kafka telling us that it was his decision to bench Abdul Carter?
Yeah, let's do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, we call this my decision.
That was a coach's decision, my decision, based on how we went during the week. Just that was the decision I wanted to make. No, it was just my decision to not play him. It was just strictly my decision, and it was my decision to not play him. Again, this is one of the things that I decided to do. You know, I talked with Abdul about this week and decided to not play him for the first two series. This was just strictly my decision to not play him this week. That was my decision only. Anything else outside of it is going to be kept in-house. That was my decision to do that. And again, it's those are tough decisions to make, but that was my decision.
Do you regret the decision?
I don't regret the decision. I don't.
That's not doubled, by the way.
That was every time he said that.
That was him saying that over and over and over and over and over, with no idea really what the details were.
My decision.
We had no idea.
Was it your decision, coach?
My decision.
Oh, okay. I apologize.
Wait, whose decision was it?
My decision.
Oh, God. You need some clarity there.
I got you. Yeah, that was. I think Mike Kafka is hurting his chances of getting a future head coaching job.
You got to be able to explain discipline in the culture you're trying to build. And it was my decision with no context about anything. Doesn't do that.
And all you have to do is, like, if I'm making believe on Mike Kafka, you could be a media member and say, hey, coach.
Hey, coach, what's going on? You know, Abdul Carter didn't play. Why?
Yeah, well, he was watching porn in a meeting. I'm just kidding. Look.
I mean, here's the thing. You know that the players, Abdul Carter himself, or Dexter Lawrence, or Brian Burns, or whoever else is asked about this, is going to tell the story.
Right.
And that's ultimately what happened.
So why not you tell the story in a loving but hard way?
Yeah, like, absolutely.
All you have to say is, we love Abdul Carter. I believe in him.
Mm-hmm.
But he screwed up. And he has to know that there are disciplinary actions for when you make bad decisions.
Right.
I still love the guy. I still think he's going to be great. But, yeah, he screwed up. And he knows he screwed up. And if you say it directly like that, I think everyone would be like, oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Dexter Lawrence basically called him a knucklehead. Not basically. He definitely called him a knucklehead. Tried to make some excuses for him. Says he talks to him. It is what it is. He took responsibility, too,
yeah.
Abdul Carter. So I give him some credit for that. But at the same time, Mike Kafka made it worse.
I'm just thinking of the headphones coming out.
How many people have been there?
Have they? Where the headphones just pop out and all of a sudden
listen.
You hear the sounds?
You never want that Bluetooth hooked up to the wrong speaker. That's all I'll tell you.
Or your Bluetooth to die.
Yeah. had that happen to a buddy of mine. He let the speaker outside, and the neighbors on us, oof, his bed.
Buddy of yours?
I swear, buddy.
Oh, yes, buddy. Swear, buddy. Yes. And his name was Fawn Forash, right?
Yes.
Perhaps.
Yeah, perhaps. Let's go to Chris and Merrick. Hey, Chris.
What's going on, guys? How are you today?
Good, man. What's up?
No, I wanted to kind of defend them keeping Joe Shane, at least in the short term.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, listen, some of the picks are indefensible. Some of the decisions, I mean, I understand that. And then the press conference you guys played was pretty cringeworthy. But I think when Mara's looking at it, he's saying, okay, you found the quarterback of the future, assuming they believe in Dart, which they do. And you didn't have to overdraft him. You read the draft so well that you were able to take the, I guess, consensus best talent on the board at three, and then you were aware of how the draft would play out and were still able to get your guy without overreaching.
Yeah.
So from that perspective, I think that's from an ownership perspective, you understand what you're doing. Now,
Chris, you're right about this year. There's no doubt about it. I'm not arguing that Joe Shane's 2025 draft was bad, because I think it was exceptional. When you think about Abdul Carter and then Jackson Dart, Cam Scadaboo, what was the offensive lineman? Marcus Bowe. Like, there were some good players in this draft. So it's not even about that. It's about the track record and then ultimately the actual record.
3-22.
Like, that's what you're troubled by.
That's the problem. Like, yeah, I think that the trade up for Jackson Dart, by the way, it gives me hope as a Jet fan, right? Mm-hmm. As the Jets are moving down the draft board every week. Right. I'm like, oh, but the Giants, you know? So they did a great job. And I still believe Jackson Dart has a chance to be a really good quarterback in this league. But you are judged by your record. And this week, I think we will do this on Thursday. We agreed that when Joe Shane met the media, we would then spend a couple of days later grading Joe Shane's tenure as GM.
Mm-hmm.
And we will do that, and we will do it fairly. But I'm going to tell you ahead of time, what hurts his grade is 3-22.
Yep.
It was the same thing that happened to Joe Douglas, because I used to passionately defend Joe Douglas. I think Sean and I used to argue it a bunch, and I would go through the individual moves. But ultimately, you could have all these individual moves that are A's or B pluses.
Mm-hmm.
If you keep losing, who cares?
Right.
Like, eventually you need to win some games. And that's what he needs to do more of. We do get a break from football. It was really a crazy week of football when you think about Thanksgiving Thursday, Black Friday Friday. I mean, college football on Saturday, if you want to include it. A full day of NFL on Sunday and then Monday Night Football. It was like endless. So the week is finally over. We get a break from the NFL. We do have some hockey tonight. We also have the Knicks going to Boston to take on the Boston Celtics. And what's very exciting about tonight's game is that it's on NBC.
Mm.
And we got that experience a few weeks ago with the Knicks with the NBA on NBC. They do great opens for every game that feels very nostalgic.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll get more of that tonight with Knicks Celtics. Now, the one negative is that because the game is on NBC, we don't get to hear from the living legend, Walt Clyde Frazier.
Yeah.
But I have good news. I tell you that every time Clyde does a game, there's a gem.
Yeah.
If you listen closely enough, there'll be a gem.
Okay.
Would you like to hear the gem from Sunday's game?
Let's hear it.
And by the way, before I continue, I do want to give a special thanks, because this was one of those gems that I missed. Okay, I didn't get this gem. And so I reached out to a great Twitter account.
Oh, you mean you missed it? You didn't understand it?
I missed it in terms of I didn't have it.
Oh,
I didn't have the audio
you.
And where you. It was. I had heard about it. And so there's a Twitter account called @NBA_New York. They're a big Knicks fan account, I think. I reached out to them, and I said, can you tell me where in the game this magical Clyde Frazier clip occurred? And the person was like, you got it. Instantly told me, and I found it. So thank you, @NBA_New York. With that said, by the way, I'm not checking my DMs for a couple of weeks, because there's a lot of messages in my DMs, and I will give the same answer to everyone that I'll give you right now.
Can I do it at the same time as you?
Yes.
Okay, you ready?
No comment. All right? Thank you. A lot of questions. No comment. Don't ask me.
Ask Sean.
Ask Sean.
Please don't.
Sean has a couple podcasts. He might answer you in the...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The one giant step dot whatever email your thing is.
Yes. TheKerryCollinsB@gmail.com.
Dude, so we should do that.
That's a great idea. I would like to play you this clip from the other night's Knicks game in which Mike Breen was talking about how much dribbling Mitchell Robinson has been doing recently. Take a listen.
Robinson doing more ball handling. Actually, we've got a foul call. Over his last two possessions, he's taken more dribbles than he may have done the past couple of weeks.
See, that, when we played Mike, the Red Holtzman would tell Phil Jackson, don't dribble the ball. Don't dribble the ball. Give it to Clyde. He goes, what if Clyde is covered? Throw it in the stands. I want you to dribble. Don't dribble.
I think
the great Red Holtzman.
Was Phil Jackson a terrible ball handler?
He wasn't really a good basketball player. He was like the 12th guy on the roster.
Why did he pick on Phil then?
I think Clyde has this thing where he likes to pick on people who were affiliated with the Knicks who now we hate.
I hate that guy.
Remember recently what he did with
hate? Does he?
No. But Knicks fans hate Phil Jackson.
Knicks fans do. Oh, okay, I gotcha.
Yeah, like
I was gonna say, it was his teammate, right?
No. I think he loves Phil. Right, okay. I think he knows Knicks fans hate Phil Jackson for a myriad of reasons. And so this is fun fodder.
Right.
Remember when he crapped on Pat Riley recently? I don't even remember the context of that clip.
I remember how we played it.
We played it because we play Clyde Classics all the time, but it was recent. He took like a
I can't remember now.
Right. Is there a way to find that one in the Evan and Tiki archives, Tommy? I know that's tricky.
Yeah, well, I can get it.
All right. But yeah, so he takes these random shots, like even the Tyrese Maxey shot from preseason when he says... basically, they were talking about how Tyrese never loses. Last year was weird for him that the Sixers lost so much. And he's like, well, he better get used to that. Like, he's just the crap starter. But that's the beauty of this man. I think every game he calls, you get a gem.
Yeah.
And I remind you to cherish it. Walt's been around for a long time. I don't know how many more Knicks games he's going to call. There will be a day in which he walks away and he will be missed. He is the gem of broadcasting in New York sports.
I agree with that. Because he's real. And he's old school, but modern. And he's got a little lane that he speaks in that is just so unique.
Oh, incredibly. I am still working on a feature that we will be doing. Give me until March, in which I'm going to take some of my favorite Clyde rhymes.
What time is that going to be on?
Like, what time in the middle of March?
Yeah.
You jackass.
I was about to give an answer. I don't know what. 2 hours into the show.
Well, I was going to say, no comment is the answer.
Oh, I forgot. You almost tripped me up,
man.
What's wrong with you? No comment.
Look, when he gets out of his lane, it's not scripted by him. He has no idea what the hell he's what he's thinking about.
Well, because you got me thinking about when we're going to debut this segment, yep. And I'm like, I don't know what time it's going to be.
I'm smart like that. You like that. I got him, guys.
You did get him. You really did trick me. I didn't even know what time I was about to say. But I am working on that tribute to Walt Clyde Frazier. I'm going to take all his rhymes, and we're going to put it together.
Nice.
And some of them, dude, you're not even going to believe are real. Some of them you're going to be like, there's no way he said that.
The thing about Clyde is that that is genuinely him.
Yes.
It's not like he's creating a shtick to make it sound good, and he's got to write it. I'm going to script this down. Okay, good. Got that one. Stick it. Now, you might have some of those, like, just thought out and stuff like that, but they flow just so effortlessly.
Hacking and whacking.
Yes, that will be there. Let's get back to some of your phone calls. When you have the Pat Riley thing, let me know. It's a deep cut, but I remember he took a shot at Riley recently.
He was talking about basketball in that one, right?
What was that?
He was talking about basketball.
The hacking and whacking? He was talking about Abdul Carter getting caught. Let's go to John and Hazlett. What's going on, John?
Hey, guys. So I am lucky enough that in my career now I've gotten to a point where I don't have to do much at work. It allows me time to listen to you guys all day. And unfortunately, now it's delved into me sitting there making charts and Venn diagrams, trying to figure out who is the best coach for the Giants coming up.
Okay, good. Let us know.
I need... well, that's the problem. I sit there, I'm watching Dart last night. Listen, I thought he looked a little rusty. The play calling didn't have him going downfield very much. We had a good percentage for the night. But then he does little things. There was like three plays there that were just like Mahomes-esque. Not Mahomes, but just Mahomes-esque.
Right.
It was the two-point conversion.
Yeah.
There was a little shuffle pass that he made that could have got intercepted. And then there was one where he's being tackled and he jumps forward.
Oh, yeah,
and
I saw that.
And he throws the ball, Hodges.
Right, he's getting ready to get sacked, and he throws it, and he's a yard short of the first down.
Yes.
Right, I know exactly what you're talking about.
And it's like, you watch those things, and it's like, whoever the coach is needs to take care of that he's the kid. And, you know, I think back with Dable and Kafka, and listen, there was a lot of stuff back and forth with them. You know, Kafka called the first year. They went to the playoffs. Next year starts off bad. Dave takes it back for 2 years.
Well, yeah, he didn't really take it back. He didn't take it back per se, but he was influencing the play call.
Yeah.
That's what it felt like, because I think Daniel Jones was asked about this, and he didn't confirm or deny it, but he said, I hear Mike Kafka's voice in my headset.
Gotcha.
But it was probably Dave's calling the plays.
You're influencing it.
Yes.
We use the analogy about a presidential administration. Like, mm-hmm. You have people who are your Secretary of State or Secretary of Treasury. They're your cabinet, but it's your voice. It's you persuading them on how you want to run your administration. And I think that's the same thing with a head coach and an OC.
I think you're absolutely right. I mean, it's even, I think, like defensive-minded head coaches, because you hear this about Mike Tomlin in Pittsburgh. He's a defensive coach. There are times when he actually is coaching the defense. I'm not talking about in the games, but in the week. And then, obviously, he's influencing what defenses are called, etc. But he's always influencing one part or another of the Steelers team.
Yes.
Because he wants, I don't know if he wants the ownership of it. I don't think it's that. I don't think he has pride in ownership in that regard. But he wants his impact felt on the game. That's why Dan Campbell took over the offensive play calling for the Detroit Lions. Not really to fire or get rid of his offensive coordinator, but he wants his offensive coordinator to call a game a certain way. And this new offensive coordinator doesn't know quite how to do it like Ben Johnson did.
Right.
And so he took it over so he could, this is what I want. This is what I want it to feel like on game day.
Rex Ryan coached the Jets, and maybe one of the criticisms was he was so into the defense, but yet you could feel his influence on the offensive play calling because it was ground and pound.
Right.
That's what he wanted to do. Two quick things. One, a correction, and I am still so confused by this. But I do want everyone to realize this, and I thank our good buddy Al Cintron for correcting me. Tonight's Knicks game will also be on MSG.
Ah.
And I am deeply confused by that. I guess tonight's I don't know. It's on NBC, it's only on NBC.
So there are two broadcasting?
Yes. There's the NBC national broadcast, and then there is the MSG broadcast.
So where will they sit?
Oh, I don't know about that. So I have a court set.
Both of them?
Yeah, I assume so.
Yeah.
Make enough room. I assume. But I was so confused because I thought
that when it's the NBA on NBC, it is just the national broadcast. So I stand corrected. Good news, you may hear Clyde tonight. Mm,
good.
With that said, here is the clip of Walt Clyde Frazier taking a shot at Pat Riley about a month ago.
Riley and I entered the league the same year. He tried to guard me, and that's how he ended up as a coach.
He's the best.
It's subtle.
So
it's
subtle. Just,
but it's a...
He is very, and I respect this, he's very prideful about how great of a player he was.
Yeah.
He was a great player.
Dude, he's a Hall of... Absolutely. But some guys, when they go to the broadcast booth, start to become humble. Like, I wasn't that good. Mm. And Walt Clyde's like, no, I was awesome.
The reason I'm sitting in this seat is because I was great.
Yes.
I love that.
And there were times when Josh Hart was going up the triple-double ladder and he broke some Walt Clyde Frazier record, where Clyde would take like digs like, yeah, it's cute and all. He ain't me.
I hate that guy.
Let's go to Kendrick in Suffern. Hey, Kendrick.
Gentlemen.
Hey, what up, Kendrick?
Not much. Sean, I apologize. The first part is scripted, but the second part, I do want to ask a question and get to conversation. 2 weeks ago, Sean, your Giants, when it rolled into MSG for a Monday Night Raw to mix it up with the Judgment Day, and the very next morning, Sean, your radio station was going wild with calls all about it. And so last night, you know, Shane wants to talk about learning from his mistakes. What did he allow his team to do last night? Roll into Boston for Monday Night SmackDown, and now we're dealing with another Judgment Day saga because Shane's future suddenly looks murkier. Abdul Carter's facing a little bit more sweet chin music for the second time, and let's not even start with the kicker. Literally and figuratively turning heel. The guy whiffed on a kick, and I'm going to call that the coup de grace, Sean, because that was the final nail in the coffin for this regime, because that was embarrassing. And so if you want to talk about factions in sports, if we want to talk about the Giants being the Jets, they're not the Jets. They are just a bunch of jobbers in the WWE with a really bad script. And speaking of sports, Evan, and factions, our Brooklyn Wolfpack is too sweet.
Oh, yeah.
Because Young Joker has finally arrived on the scene.
The Nets still in the league.
Kendrick, I got to let you go, but I was annoying the Evan and Tiki text chat last night with Danny Wolf text message.
Swag nut Nets.
And Tiki was so confused.
I was like, what are you talking about? I was like, huh? Nets are the Nets are playing.
Did the Nets get relegated to the WNBA?
He also told us, I guess the Nets had a better chance of winning than the Giants last night.
That's true. We did have that conversation. I said the Nets have a better chance of winning than the Giants.
I was so annoyed at that point, I didn't even respond.
I know. I bothered Tiki last night. The SNY Fan Choice Poll has been sponsored by Dunkin', the official coffee of Evan and Tiki. The question, very simple. Will the Mets re-sign Edwin Diaz? 87% say yes. 13% say no. So we appreciate everybody voting. A lot of confidence in Metland.
Why is that taking so long?
The Edwin Diaz thing?
Yeah.
I think it comes
down
to this.
Like it was a week away 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, I thought so too. I incorrectly predicted that this would get sorted out last week. Edwin Diaz is insisting on a 5-year contract. Mm. And as of right now, I don't think anyone's hit that. And if someone does, that team will get Edwin Diaz. If someone doesn't, Edwin would probably have to accept a lucrative 4 or 3 year deal elsewhere.
It'll be an Ed win for whoever gets him.
That's funny. That is funny.
You haven't had one of those in a while. So.
Yeah, I've been sitting back, falling back. Yeah. No comment on that.
Let's go to Tom in East Farmingdale. Hey, Tom. Hello, Tom. Hello, Tom.
Tom.
Tommy going once. Tommy going twice. All right, Tom, we gave it a try. Steve in Montvale. Hey, Steve.
Steve.
Good afternoon, guys. I think I have a way to keep the NFL teams from tanking at the end of the season.
Go.
Okay. So pretend it's now week 15 and everybody has played 14 games. They might have to move the byes around, but that always happens anyway. Okay, now each conference has 3 groups. One is the teams that clinched the spot, then there are the bubble teams, and then there are the officially eliminated teams.
There are 5 of those now.
2 games left. You tell those teams, look, whoever has the best record in these last 3 games goes to the playoffs. Now, there's a good chance that some teams will be, you know, a couple teams, 2-1. Then you just use your regular NFL tiebreakers to see who goes. Now, one little problem with that is that the team that would have been seventh, because seven teams go to the playoffs, they might have a better record than that other team. But you have to remember,
I'm confused.
A lot of times, you know, because there's two conferences, a team, they win, you know, 11, 12 games, doesn't go.
We got to go. We got to go. And I like Steve. That was a good phone call. I just have no idea what was being said. Did you have any idea what was being said?
No, I think it was, but then you turn into the Dallas Mavericks. Then you just missed the postseason because you traded your best player to the Lakers in a quid pro quo. And you get Cooper Flagg.
Well, is that what he's saying? That the team who just misses the playoffs should have the best odds to get their one pick?
I think he was saying, actually, the team that just gets into the playoffs. It's one of those bottom teams.
Yeah.
So, like, there are five teams, two in the AFC and three in the NFC. Giants are one, obviously. That those five teams are now have a chance to make the playoffs if they finish the best of those five teams.
Yeah,
it's convoluted.
Yeah, it's convoluted. Look, right now, the biggest issue the NFL has is not with teams or players trying to lose. It's with fans thinking a certain way.
Yeah.
Now, the Giants are 2-11. As of right now, they are picking number two in the NFL draft. That's not necessarily where they're going to fall because they've played an extra game while the Saints and the Vegas Raiders still have to play a game where they could easily lose, and then the Giants would fall, I think, one slot down. But do Giant fans, because Jet fans have had this conversation, are Giant fans thinking about the tank?
I don't think so, because you're not looking for the quarterback, and that's what the top of the draft is likely to be this year.
Yeah.
Because there are a lot of teams that need a quarterback, even though the one team that's likely to pick one doesn't necessarily.
Doesn't necessarily is the key word, because just because they drafted Cam Ward last year doesn't mean they believe in Cam Ward. They're hiring a new head coach. What if that head coach loves Fernando Mendoza? We have no idea.
Or just says, this kid isn't who what I want.
Right.
And so they don't have a new regime, do they? Tennessee, did they get rid of their coordinator also? I don't remember now. No,
the general manager, you mean?
Yeah, I mean general manager.
No, I think the general manager was hired after the coach that was just fired. I'm pretty sure.
I think you're right about that. So, either way, a lot of teams could be picking quarterbacks. I don't think the Giants are looking probably for the best player available. And it's likely to be a receiver.
As a tankist, Sean, are you now starting to think about 2-11?
So I'm not. But last night it did help me sleep better. Going, that's the worst case when you're pissed off after these losses. Is you know what? Okay, it's one step closer to the top five. So you're not rooting for it in the moment. But I guess last night was the first time when my head hit the pillow where I didn't root for it. I won't root for it. Other like past years, but it also helps you sleep after these losses.
It's a consolation.
Yeah,
it's a consolation for when your season sucks. It's funny, I was looking at the Jets schedule the rest of the way and my confidence now at 3-9 after the big victory against the Atlanta Falcons. There is a way the Jets are going to be picking 11th.
Wow.
They could fall.
By the way, that's too far for me to trade back with the Jets. I need to be in the top 10.
Even if the Jets were offering you Dallas's first round pick next year and Indianapolis's?
And obviously this year's first round pick, too.
And this year's,
That's how you end up with Kadarius Toney's and not Micah Parsons. I can't fall that far back either. Mm.
So you would be less interested in making a trade with the Jets if they're outside the top 10? Is that the cutoff?
I mean, again, I have to look at the draft board and see if I have other offers. Yeah. I'm going to have other offers.
I mean, this has probably changed. But I know there was a point where you had like a hierarchy where you were picking. Where if you were picking in the top 10, you better be picking a perennial Pro Bowler. Like that's the floor of what you're taking in a top 10. And if you miss, it doesn't kill you, but you better take someone who's going to be a perennial Pro Bowler in the top 10. So if you're outside of the top 10. Just historically, you're saying, am I really getting a Pro Bowl guy?
Yeah.
Even though you could get one of those guys in the bottom of the first
half. But he is, like, Sean's right. The further back you go in this draft, the more difficult it would be to trade up.
Yes.
If you're trying to go from 10 to 1 or 11 to 1, I'll do a deep dive on how often that's happened, the history of it, at some point, maybe in the next couple of days. But it's difficult.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of when it happened.
But with that said, that's not going to cause me as a fan to not want to win. Winning is fun. Like, I felt good walking out of MetLife Stadium on Sunday, and they play the Dolphins on Sunday.
And they felt good.
I know.
This is their third win of the season, and they were ecstatic.
Can I tell you something so exciting about Sunday? So I told you, I think I'm going now. Spence had such a good time. I'm taking him to back-to-back weeks. I had a brief conversation with my man, Joe B.
And?
Also in the building.
Nice.
Coincidentally, sitting like very close to us. That is good. That is a Sunday.
Because you got great seats.
Beningo, Spence, me, Jet fans.
Are you tailgating together?
I here's the problem with me. I'm sure he will, but I...
You can't with a kid.
It's hard. Can't with a kid, and also, like, I can't be gone all day. I'm already gone for a long enough part of the day. Like, out of fairness to my other son and to my wife, like, I can't be gone from... Morash does it. I don't know how he does it. God bless him. Like, good for you.
I think she's thrilled with the idea of me being out for 12 hours.
Maybe that's the difference. My wife misses me.
Right.
Like, if I'm getting back from a 4 o'clock game at about 6 o'clock, which is accurate, can I really be gone for 12 hours?
No, you're right. Evan...
I'm just saying.
I just lie and I say the tailgate is part of my communication at work. Mm.
Is that what you do?
All the time. It's good for me to talk to people and all that. Yeah. I'm a big liar.
By the way, there is truth to that, though, because if I take my phone out and just start interviewing people at tailgates, asking them, do you want to watch the Jets win?
That's the time you do it.
That is the time we do it. That is material
That is.
So I could sell that to my wife, but I feel bad being gone all day.
I just really encourage my wife to have ladies' nights out, and I let her stockpile those, and then when I cash in on an 8-hour tailgate, it's no problem.
No, I get you.
No biggie.
Smart.
By the way, a little caveat real quick.
Yep.
Celtics-Knicks is not on the regional sports network the Celtics are usually on tonight. It's only exclusively on NBC in Boston. What the hell is going on in New York tonight?
So what I've known in the past on TV deals is there's a cap. There's amount of games that the regionals have to have. And so since the Knicks, let's be honest, are one of the hottest nationally televised teams, because of that cap number, there are games in which you're on national TV, but you're also on your local regional network. The Celtics... Sorry, Boston fans. You're not as sexy anymore.
Thank you, by the way, SNY, for joining us. Baseball Night in New York is coming up next. Brought to you by the Tri-State Cadillac Dealers. I'll see you tonight. Tuesdays with Tiki.
Oh, geez. Mm-hmm. Tuesdays with Tiki's tonight. What time's that at?
I think it's 11.
11 at night?
Mm-hmm. Oh, just what you need. Another late night.
Mm. Tiki Barber here.
I was going to say, you must record that, right? 11 o'clock at night?
Hey, it's Tiki Barber.
Man, you work hard. I respect it, though. This is part of what makes Tiki Barber great.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.